Well, I'll tell you, I couldn't be happier with what has transpired and what we got through. And this was really a big effort by both parties, Republican and Democrat. It was bipartisan, bicameral. The governor was involved right till the end. And it's a plan that really addresses a lot of issues. And it's quite complicated, so I'll kind of try to hit the easy things that you know are easily understandable. First, there's been this misconception that all the taxes we pay on fuel goes to roads, and that simply hasn't been the case. Roughly a half of it has gone to the school aid fund, local government, general fund, and that's just not right. Our neighboring states, being Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, all have, a similar wholesale fuel tax in the mid 30-cent range. We were collecting 19 cents. The rest went to a sales tax that funded schools and local government. So what we ended up doing is kind of mimicking what our neighbors do and moving to a wholesale fuel tax, increasing that amount from 19 cents up. And again, it's dependent on the price of fuel. But if this was enacted today, and I'll get to that a little later, it won't be enacted today. It's going to take a vote of the people. But if it was enacted today, fuel prices would remain the same. So we're not going to see a big change in the price of fuel. So we did that, and then we pulled the sales tax off of fuel, so it's no longer there. That's how we could keep the price of fuel the same. The problem with that is it leaves a big hole in school funding and local government and general funds. So with that, we passed a resolution that will place an initiative on the ballot in May that will ask for a 1% increase in the sales tax. And I'll preface that with obviously no sales tax increase or no tax increases are popular.
Right.
But again, when you look at our neighboring states, those five states, I averaged it out, their average sales tax is 6.975 cents. They're at 7 cents. Their fuel tax is where ours is. And if you just take a 30,000-foot view, our neighboring states have better roads, and they fund education better. Why? Because they have a higher fuel tax, and they have a slightly higher sales tax.
Well, the key thing on it is here, John, also is that, as you're mentioning, is this is a general sales tax issue now that will at least help generate this money. And as you mentioned, this is going to now go to voters as part of the proposal. I guess one of the things that I've been seeing is some of the critics already are saying, well, the legislature didn't decide anything, and now they're putting it to the voters. The way Mike and I have talked here on the program is if you give voters the opportunity to decide and they say it is going to be up to them, and what we're thinking here this morning is this is almost a way to say, put your money where your mouth is, that if you really want these, we're going to ask you, are you willing to do this? But not only with that, you put a few other of these provisions in that some other things get addressed.
Right. Well, you're 100% right. The people are going to decide, which I think is the right way. Not only is it the right way for the people that say, well, we took the easy way out and we weren't going to take that tough vote, I say bull to that because, first of all, we can't raise your sales tax. Okay? It's in the Constitution. The legislature can't do it. We can only say, let's put it on the ballot and let the people decide. So that was our only option. We could not pass.
That's an important thing that I think bears mentioning again, that this is not something that you and the legislature could have just done, because if it was, it could have happened over the years and it could happen at any time. So that's why it's constitutionally protected.
Right. So let me just hit on a couple other things that were changed with this. One is there are some fines and fees on some of the bigger trucks. I wasn't real high on that. There's some vehicle registration changes. That issue I voted no on. I think our registration fees are high enough. But along with that, there's surcharges on electric vehicles because they're not paying the fuel. They're not putting that on the roads. But a minute ago, I said by pulling that sales tax off of fuel, that creates that $900 million hole. But then increasing it 1%, add substantially more than that. So what we get through this scenario is not only sustainable transportation funding, but now we're impacting our schools to the tune of about $300 million annually more. We're also putting nearly $100 million more into local government. These are our cities, townships, counties that have been struggling. On top of it, it's about $40 million in funding for these at-risk schools that we have around the state. We're really struggling in some of these areas. And then on top of it, you know, what we negotiated in was bringing back the earned income tax credit that really helps a lot of our lower and middle income families. And these are a lot of the families in the UP. So, again, a lot of components to it. But to me, it really writes the wrong way we were collecting tax on fuel, the way we were funding our schools, and it's kind of a global solution to all of that. So, you know, I'm happy, and it's not going to be easy. We have to sell this on the voters and sell why it's the right thing. But I think what you're going to find is a whole lot of odd bedfellows together. You're probably going to see the chamber in support of it. You're going to see labor in support of it. You're going to see all these different aspects come together, Republicans, Democrats, senators, House members, administration. So it's a big deal.